How did you plan the Lara sessions and create the booklets?
Okay, good question. Our starting point really was how to get students to maximise the opportunity for cultural learning and language learning during their year in the period abroad. We were very conscious, those of us in the project who were language teachers, that quite often opportunities were missed, that students didn't integrate as well as they might have done with local people, that they tended to ghettoise, and that when they were doing the project, even if the project was very good, it was often a library-based project that didn't kind of get them out there. So that's one of the things. We're looking for something that would be genuinely transformative of how students spent their period abroad. And the ethnographic project is. It very conspicuously gets students to be conscious about being intercultural speakers, intercultural learners. It gets them to use that position that they inevitably have when they go abroad of being kind of peripheral, wanting to be an insider, yet not quite managing it. And it turns that position, which could be seen as a position of slight insecurity, into an absolute advantage, because it gives them a research standpoint in which they can be confident as a participant observer. So, you know, students, this is our hope, and actually this is what it turned out to be, students who've done this training went abroad, most of them, with an enhanced sense of confidence that they knew what they were going to be doing as a project, and they arrived in whatever country they were spending the year in, and they immediately began to cast their net out to look for a social scene, a group of people, an activity that they could study ethnographically and in which they could get involved. So it was that sense of being able to transform the student's idea of what it means to be a language learner, to give them something that takes them beyond what they already thought language learning was, and to have them put that into practice really actively during their period of residence abroad. So that's the question of why we thought it was useful to do it. In terms of developing the materials, in the end what we've got is a sort of quite complex 19 unit package of a really carefully integrated course that does a number of things. So the first thing it does is introduce students to the very idea of ethnography, because very often they don't really know much about it. Some of them haven't even really heard of the word, let alone the idea that they might do it, whatever it is. So we need to introduce both the idea of ethnography and also the advantages of ethnography for the student. So some of the units are methods based. They're saying to students, here's how you can become a participant observer. Here's what you need to do. Here's what you can get out of it. Here are some of the challenges. Here are some examples of the kinds of work that students before you have done when they're experimenting with participant observation. Things like, what does it mean to conduct an ethnographic interview? Or an ethnographic conversation, or something which puts you in a very, very particular position, which is quite different from what students might perhaps ordinarily think of as interviewing somebody. So there are skills units in these materials, method units, maybe we should call them, and then there are also, well, what is it that I'm seeking to find out when I'm applying these methods, when I'm using these research methods. So the units helping students with that question are units that are looking at ideas from cultural and social anthropology, I guess fairly basic questions, because they're not anthropologists and we're not teaching them to be anthropologists. That would take too long and it's not their purpose nor is it ours. But to think, well, what are the values and beliefs that underpin certain practices? How do I spot these in action? How might looking at things like social space and non-verbal communication yield meanings for me when I'm doing ethnography? How might I think about local level politics at work in a particular setting? How might I think about, let me think of some of the other, I'm running dry here, sorry about this. The kind of old chestnut of national versus local identities. Students often decide they want to look at something to do with identity, and it's kind of helping to steer them away from that idea that they are going to be spending their year with the French or the Germans or the Spanish, these great macro concepts, which actually, once you arrive in a little locality where you're spending your year, have a lot less meaning, and you become more interested in the locality. So it's shifting ideas about who you're researching, what you're researching, what kinds of things you might find out by doing that fine-grained local research. And then some of the material in the units is actually helping students with these progressively phased assignments. They start off with like small experiments in using ethnographic methods to find various things out in their home environment. Because that's another very important part of what students do when they're going through the course prior to the year abroad. It is the question of starting with the self. It's the question of gaining habits of reflexivity, these new kind of antennae that you apply to your cultural world and as if it were strange to you. And that defamiliarisation, that habit of it, which is so important to ethnography, takes quite a while to acquire. So I think, you know, the materials and the units gradually attempt to build up that kind of perspective on social and cultural reality.